Welcome to another podcast from the Learn IT to Teach project. In this second of two parts of a conversation with Professor Deborah Healy of the University of Oregon, she discusses the role of technology in teaching and describes easy ways teachers can get started using IT with learners.
When we teach, we use technology, and you know, and it doesn't mean that technology means, oh, you have to have a computer lab. No, I mean, using technology means you as a teacher can look up ideas online. You can find some great graphics online, or you can, you know, use the photos that your students have taken on their cell phones and put it into a handout. I mean, something as simple as that makes your lessons so much more personal to the people learning them. And that's technology. I mean, sure, you can paste it on before you photocopy it. But you know, that doesn't give you the flexibility that being able to scan it, reduce it in size, do all the things you need to do with it, and then put it into a handout does.
I do want to ask you, now that we're talking about that, I do want to ask you about some easy ideas you had for teachers to get started with information technology and their learners.
Yeah, well, you know, a really easy way to start is just with word processing. I mean, we all use it. There are a wide variety of ways to use it. One way I like with beginning learners is like a language experience approach where you as the teacher are recording the stories that your students are giving you. Well, in the old days, you used to record it on, you know, on a piece of paper, handwritten. Now you type it into a word processor. What you get as a result is something that is a text for your students to use that looks like a text. When you have a handwritten note that you're turning into something for your students to read, it's not a text. Well, it is, but it really isn't a text. When they can see their words looking like the words in a book. This is, again, for adult learners, so empowering. It's a whole different way of doing things. And, you know, as people who use, you know, you use a word processor. Almost all of us use a word processor. Well, that's a really simple way to build in content from your students. Then you add in maybe some of the photos that you take of them or that they take, you know, with their cell phones, and you add it to that, and suddenly you have something like a book that your beginning readers can relate to in a completely different way from using your standard textbook that, you know, that is always done in a sort of impersonal way. Another piece of that, of course, is what you do as a teacher to prepare for your lessons. I mean, you go online. You find stuff that, like audio, at any level of proficiency, you find songs, you find things that you want to bring into the classroom. Well, you know, you download a song, you pay 99 cents to download a song, but you have access to a world of information now. And, you know, so you bring in a little bit of, you know, so you bring in a song or a piece of news from your student's home country. I mean, again, you've added this motivational element that's huge to your language learners. And then you're tying it into, again, you know, now you too can use the internet to find news from home. Huge thing, you know, a huge thing to be able to do.
Liberating, really?
Oh, very liberating. I mean, I had a student, I was doing some volunteering in a high school in an ESL class, and I was working with them on a print newsletter and then on a web page that would be the same thing, turn the print newsletter into a web page. And one of the students was, you know, a student from Mexico who was like, I don't want to participate. I don't want to do this. So we said, no, you really have to turn in something for the newsletter. So, okay, don't put my name on it. Okay, I don't want to do this. So, okay, fine. Then we went into doing it for the web. And he comes up to me and says, you know, can my brother in Mexico see this? I say, yeah, it's online. Put my name. I mean, here, I want to be published. I want to be here, you know. And that, to me, was so revelatory. You look at it and you say, yeah, you tie them to their home, to people who are at home, and you've changed the game. You know, what you do in school is no longer completely isolated from everything else in your life, in your world. It's now linking you to your world your broad world that you have now. So, I mean, things like that, I mean, those are not hard to do. I mean, creating a Google site takes 2 minutes. I mean, there are things that are so easy to do now. You know, giving people a blog on Blogger, 3 minutes. You know, it is so easy. There's no reason not to. And then you are linking students to the real world in ways that are empowering.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure our teachers will find that very inspiring.
I just would like to see more students succeed.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah. Well, thank
Thanks.
You. Yeah.
Thank you, Deborah.
Well, good luck with your project.
Thanks.